Hi there, welcome back. I wanted to apologize here in advance for my voice. I had come down with a head cold, but I am not stopping this Christmas Advent, even though my vocal cords aren't the same. So I wanted to continue on into our day nine. So welcome back to our Christmas Advent devotional series called Unwrapping Christmas. Viewing the Nativity through Luke's eyes, that has been beautifully written by my friend Sue Bolt. So here is day nine, and I'll be reading Luke chapter 1, verse 18 through 20. Zechariah said to the angel, "How can I be sure this will happen? I'm an old man now, and my wife is also well along in years." Then the angel said, "I am Gabriel. I stand in the very presence of God. It was He who sent me to bring you this good news. But now, since you didn't believe what I said, you will be silent and unable to speak until the child is born, for my words will certainly be fulfilled at the proper time." Here's day nine. Stables, stars, mangers, angels, consequences. Somehow, the final word at the end of a usual and expected Christmas list doesn't seem to fit. However, the subject of consequences presents itself even as God so mercifully intervenes in our lives and often graciously keeps us from experiencing the consequences of our faulty actions. Still, there are times where the Lord's goodness causes us to reap what we sow. These are seasons when He allows us to know firsthand that our deeds or words were based outside implicit trust in Him, thereby seriously hindering our faith walk. Zechariah found himself in such a situation. We know that God's mercies are new every morning, yet there may be times when He gets our attention with what is called a severe mercy. When we reap and learn from consequences now that will keep us from committing far more significant or costly blunders in the future. You see, faith is essential with our Father, and when we obstinately refuse to believe His word, He may need to get our attention to stop us from a trajectory of doubt and living less than all the wondrous things He wants to do in us and through us. Choosing to believe Him is the one thing we can do. And when we can't do it, when our faith seems weak or even non-existent, we can ask for His help. He will provide. God was giving Zechariah a crucial assignment, the rearing of the prophet who would introduce the Messiah. With great influence comes great responsibility. Zechariah needed a heart and a faith realignment. We will see in a few days that he comes out of this situation a transformed and faith-filled man. Because our Father truly does know best, and sometimes reaping what we have sown will later reap an even greater reward in our lives. And here are a few questions to ponder on today. What areas in your life did God graciously let you reap some consequences? And what are a few areas where God graciously spared you? And how does today's devotional speak to you personally? Father, thank you for your grace and that your mercies are new every day. Thank you that we choose faith to believe in the things where we have doubt. Thank you that we will reap the rewards as we walk faithfully and obediently in your way and will for our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Hey, if you haven't received Jesus as your Savior and you would love for Him to come into your life, say this prayer with me out loud right where you are. Dear Heavenly Father, I come to you in the name of Jesus. Your word says in John 6:37, "All those the Father gives me will come to me, and whoever comes to me, I will never drive away." So I know that you will never drive or cast me out, but you take me in, and I thank you for it. You say in your word in Romans 10:13, whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. I'm calling on your name, so I know you have saved me now. You also say, God, in Romans 10:9 through 10, if you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you profess your faith and are saved. I believe in my heart Jesus Christ is the Son of God. I believe that he was raised from the dead for my justification, and I confess him now as my Lord. And I do believe with my heart that I've now become the righteousness of God in Christ, and I am saved. Thank you, Lord. If you prayed this for the first time, I would love for you to email me. I'll send you a free gift. And stay tuned for tomorrow's Advent devotion.